against being snuck up on, I think, because, like, with these new mouse ears, he'll be able to hear everything and anything. And what happens is that the mice then just whisper it into his ear.
Into like his that. Ear. He hasn't got an ear.
Well, into his brain.
Into the hole.
Into the hole where his ear used to be.
It's
where
the
mouse
ugliest
is,
thing.
The mouse is covering it up. Anyway, look.
I was there when they cut it off. They said, here, hold this, it's bleeding. I had to put my finger on the spot, and it wasn't a clean finger.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Then they made me take his blood pressure afterwards.
And what was it? Terrible?
It was, you want to know?
Yeah.
It was a little bit low.
Yeah, is that right?
I was a bit concerned.
Well, he was probably a little bit upset.
But upset makes it high.
No, sometimes you just go,
oh, you should have seen him coming out the anesthetic. He was like a puppy. He was like one of those newborn puppies.
Mewling. That's the word, isn't it?
Mewling. He was mewling. I thought they've sent back the wrong one.
Mewling. So he's in town apparently, though. But the mice, it was down in the Hemp Embassy office, and of course, you know, there's a cat down there.
Well, the cat was the problem. And then who was it that walked by with a bag full of cheese?
It was not me.
Nearly ripped the side of his head off.
I know. So he's still, as far as I know, downstairs in the Hemp Embassy. He hasn't been able to get down here yet.
Oh, it's a strange world out here.
It's
in
a
the
struggle.
Hemp world.
It's a struggle on the skull of Michael Mousy Balderstone, you know?
Well, it's been a big week, Bobalon.
It's been huge. But while we're just
huge.
On the subject
7 days and 7 nights it went on for. And there seemed nothing you could do about it.
No, it was...
It just went on and relentlessly on. It got dark, it got light, it got dark, it got light.
You
got
noticed
dark,
this,
light.
Yeah.
Seven
One
times.
Full week, yeah. Hey, I've got a great little story here, just while we're
That's
thinking about... Yeah, about mulesing, and we'll talk about muling. And the great thing of being a mule these days, I love the term, being a drug mule.
Oh, I was thinking more like a donkey with a nuts.
Yeah, I know you were. But we're not talking about donkeys with a nuts cut off. We're talking about mules, drug mules.
Drug mules.
Little dumb four-legged critters with a tail and a downcast sort of Eeyore expression.
Are these real mules carrying marijuana, bales of marijuana on their back?
No, well, this was...
Is this mules as in airport mules going through?
Airport mules.
Oh, well, they're all fucked up these days. Did you see what happened in England and the airport there?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
We will, listener. Yeah. Stay riveted to the edge
Stay
of your
riveted.
Seat.
Yeah, yeah.
There's fun to be had here.
There certainly is. But no, I love this story. An impressionable British beauty student. I think for that you read Blonde Bimbo.
Beauty student?
Yeah, a beauty student, but an impression.
Somebody who's studying to be beautiful.
Yeah, who dreamed of working in the movie industry, was jailed today for smuggling drugs into Australia in a bid to pay off her debts. Now, Eleanor Catholic Taylor, and she's... Don't. It's really noisy on our end. Don't.
That's my fairy...
Oh, don't turn me off. Don't turn me off.
He's turning you off already.
I turned him off because he
Hello,
he
Michael, with the mouse ears.
Sorry to be
squeak,
late.
Squeak,
squeak.
Squeak. Did you hear that?
You caused me to be late. Jesus,
squeak,
mate.
Squeak, squeak.
See all this filth, dirt all over me?
That's squeak. His ears.
You know how I got all this dirt all over me? Squeak. I thought, you know, they gave me this Panadeine Fort yesterday, and I'm not used to pill drugs, I just like the herbal
You
ones.
Couldn't get into them quick enough,
anyway,
though, don't
anyway,
you?
Anyway, here is box of Panadeine Fort. And I thought, I'll have one before the radio show, so I opened them
Look
up
at the
on
grin.
The Vista.
Look at the grin on his face.
I was rushed. I was just flattened. People went everywhere. The pills went everywhere. I never got one. They've all gone. And I'm, what's going on? I go, what? I was just in shock.
Is that right?
I'm sort of casually opening them. Unbeknown, everyone, I catch everyone's eye.
So everyone loved Panadol for it.
Mate, I said to Ivan, what? He says, that is what we call Nimbin Gold.
Yeah. So you've suddenly been caught in the gold rush. Mate.
So how do they use them?
Straight down.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Nimbin Gold Rush, mate.
A couple of people swallowed the silver paper with them.
Michael just got caught up in the middle of it. You know, now you know how the Chinese indentured labourers felt. Hey, back in the days of Kalgoorlie,
you want a bad
one?
Make some sense there, buddy.
Is that thing way up there good?
No.
I'm used to it down here. Okay. He doesn't even care. He wouldn't even look at the meter to see where
he
it is.
He did.
He wouldn't even know if we're on it. He
turned me off
shit.
Just before.
I knew enough to turn him off, Michael. Okay.
Just for being honest.
We were just talking about how you'd had the mice surgically implanted into your ears.
It was a little... I still haven't seen it properly.
Oh, mate.
I haven't got two decent mice. It's not a hippie house with that one mirror.
I mean, I've heard stories, but it's not at all how I thought it would look. I mean, all you can see is just a little mouse head sticking out of his ear.
Yeah.
Someone said they carried along the same neat job.
They said you're going to actually cut your whole ear off, but they haven't. They just put the mouse inside your ear like that. That's amazing.
And what I do know is my hearing's become extraordinarily acute. I can hear me.
We were saying that. Yeah, I can hear. I'll tune right in on you.
I can hear. You've got six headlights now. I know all where they are in your head. I can hear them walking around. That's tight hearing, mate.
You can hear cheese crumbling at 20 metres.
Yeah.
Astounding. Anyway, we'll get back
and
to the...
And cats. Oh,
seven.
My goodness.
Seven. There's another headlight there. I just heard him move.
Seven.
Well, that's one for each head, then, isn't it?
Ah, dear.
Thank you so much.
What a week. Hippie bashing, eh?
You're hippie bashing.
The 30th centenary.
I was just going through the story here about the bimbo. Sorry, impressionable British beauty student. Not bimbo. For that.
Someone studying to be... male or female?
A female. 19-year-old. Beautiful.
Studying to be beautiful.
Eleanor Kathleen Taylor. 19 and gorgeous.
Taylor. Probably. Eleanor. Probably related.
Yeah, probably.
For my husk.
For sure.
He'll be so excited when he wakes up.
It's your young niece, Eleanor, the beauty queen.
That'll be right.
From Oxford in England.
Not very bright, but, ooh, was she pretty.
Mate, they gave her 6.5 years in WA for stupidly smuggling in some amphetamine tablets.
How long? 6.5 years.
6.5 years.
And she was just trying to keep her figure.
She was just trying to pay off some debts from living the life of a beautiful bimbo in London.
You mean you have debts when you live the life of a beautiful bimbo in London? I thought everybody
paid
for
you.
No, well, she was trying to be a beautiful bimbo.
They always pay for me. I make them pay for me.
I guess she was... But they have to buy their dresses and the high heels.
I missed totally
stuff.
What she was doing. Making speed or something.
No, carrying it. Muling it.
She brought 10,000 speed tabs in her luggage.
Jesus, 10,000.
From where? The country. Well, she's... came to Australia from London via Amsterdam and Johannesburg, and the drugs were packed into her bag in Johannesburg. And she didn't even carry the bag to the airport or anything. She knew there were drugs in there, but she didn't even know what sort. All I told her to do was carry
this
through.
What did they give her for it?
6 years.
6 years.
No, what did the Africans give her for doing the job?
She said it was to pay off debts of £5,000.
It's not much, is it?
By spending well beyond her means. She had a credit card debt for £5,000.
I saw that movie they made
and
of the
she was
South
prepared
American
to do that.
South American girls who swallowed the, you know, 80 yeah. and one girl 120 condoms of coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Mm. It was shameful. And did you see someone died this week?
Yeah, well,
from
apparently,
swallowing coke?
No, on a plane.
Yeah, I
from
heard
Vietnam
that.
On a plane, this guy starts vomiting in the aisle, full on.
Yeah,
not laughing.
They'd never seen so
and
many
he was
condoms.
Vomiting up. He vomited Heron. Up all these. Bloody condoms full of smack and yeah. died on the plane as well.
Yeah.
He had 80 condoms.
They reckon
there.
What
they're
happened.
They're not just little condoms, they're like.
Big ones.
They're like a small kiwi fruit. Like
yeah.
as
they're
big
like the size
as you can
of
swallow.
An egg. The size
yeah,
of a small egg. A small egg.
That's a good description.
Mm. Okay.
That's
apparently what happened with him was it was
how
all
could
okay.
Them?
Well,
he got
what
drunk.
You do. No,
get drunk.
No, I'll tell you what the best way
the
is. You want to know the best way?
No, we want to tell you.
I'll tell you the best way. You use yogurt. You take a mouthful of yogurt.
Yeah.
You can actually
open up your throat like a sword swallower
and swallow that egg down, especially when it's a bit malleable and it's
bit
just
soft,
like swallow
bit mushy. Bit what did you have mushy. In your eggs?
That's all.
Mm. Yeah, you wouldn't want them to break.
Fuck no, I did not.
You'd sleep a long time.
I did not want that. I did not want that. And I went through the experience. It was a nightmare. I went through the experience of vomiting a map too.
Did you? Like not on the plane.
In my hotel room.
Oh, that was not.
I had this idea.
Quick way to get
because what happened
quick
was all
way.
My friends were doing it, and this is when I was young and stupid. In another lifetime, let me
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, of course, not in this life.
This was another lifetime. Yeah. Everybody was swallowing them down, swallowing these condoms full of hash oil, and then flying back in from Nepal, flying back into Australia.
Yeah.
So they'd get back into Australian customs, and they'd be ripped to the tits because of all the contact high
leaking.
You get out of the condoms. Not leakage so much. I think it's just where they've been touched,
handling.
Fingers and handling, and so. By the time you get there, you've ingested 5 or probably 6 grams of the best hash oil. It's in your system. It's not in your...
You don't... 5 or 6 grams isn't just a little bit on your fingers, excuse me.
When you're doing 900 grams or something like
I
that.
Oh, I see, when you're packing it all.
And you're packing it all, just little bits off each one, little bits of each
just
one.
Just the odour.
And there's some kind of gas exchange happens with condoms
oh,
too, I reckon. So anyway, a lot of my friends, they'd arrive back in Melbourne Airport or Sydney Airport or bloody... wherever it was they were arriving to, and they'd be ripped to the tits. They'd be staggering around. They'd be, and the guy'd be asking, "What are you? Are you all right? Are you okay? You
malaria?
Oh, I'm just a bit malaria, a bit sick. I'm just a bit sick, officer." And hopefully not vomit up these things. So I thought, what I'll do is, I'll swallow them the day before.
Clever man.
And got them.
Thought so.
Went to bed. tummy full of little rubbery things, little rubber eggs.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then 2 o'clock in the morning or some such time as that, I was sitting bolt upright in bed like a...
bouncing off the walls.
Like shooting ping pong balls at the clowns.
The clowns shooting ping pong balls at you.
And it would have been okay.
How many eggs?
Was a few.
Half a dozen.
Oh, no, more than half a dozen, my friend.
Oh, that's so funny.
You'd be, yeah, mate.
Well, it's imagine like having if, a full tummy. You don't feel hungry.
Yeah, but in your sort of stomach, you know, for, you know, a different goddess type stomach, you could melt the condoms overnight. Would have been,
absolutely.
You were a gypsy.
That was before I bloody hopped
thought
into
about
the husky
melting.
Thing.
All right.
Yeah. No, he was a stupid young fella, and he's sorry. Let me tell you.
Anyway,
I'm looking into his mind.
So is Eleanor Kathleen Taylor.
She's sorry, but she's in for six years.
She's still sorry. She's in for 6 years, 3.5 year non-parole. But everyone, her defence, the prosecution, the judge, her mother, everyone said the same thing. She's she's. How can we put this nicely without appearing rude? Extraordinarily naive in the extreme.
Dumb as a stump.
That's the word.
They were
pretty even dumb.
Dumb as a stump.
Do what she's told without any questions.
Eleanor. Well, maybe she won't mind jail so much. Maybe jail will be all right for her. It might be.
Jail's no good.
Where's the jail?
Anyone?
Which jail?
WA.
Women's.
She's screwed.
WA women's.
Australian jail. Luxury.
No luxury.
Michelle Chappelle is...
She doesn't want to come back.
No, she does not want to come back.
She wants the luxury of the
nice
bar.
She's queen of the prison.
Yeah, apparently.
And looks quite good, I thought.
Yeah, well, she's still got her final appeal going through. She's taken Renee under her wing.
Yeah, Renee.
She's given Renee a really good little task to get into, which I think Renee's going to
Renee doesn't want to come back.
Really well. Renee's going to start
her,
a soccer
team. I've heard Renee's her bitch.
Yeah.
Renee doesn't want to come back. No, they're protecting each other. They are mates to protect themselves from the hordes of Balinese guys who want to get at the beautiful girls.
Yeah. Anyway, Renee's starting a
soccer
team.
Renee doesn't like boys.
Renee doesn't like boys?
No.
Well, she should be happy where she is.
So she's happy. She's with her sis.
Food's
and
good.
And they're talking swaps very soon.
They're talking swaps.
But they don't want to. They don't want to. Because Chappelle can go out
don't get a choice.
And have lunch. You can go out in the Balinese jail system. You can go out. You get day release. You can go. Yeah. You can be a lifer.
It's
you
a
can
whole
get day
of
release.
Ball game.
You go and you have go swimming at the beach.
Yeah,
and
go for lunch.
Go
come
and have
back.
Lunch.
In by 5.
Where are you going to go?
Mm.
Yeah. You're going to come back. And
And Chappelle, where's Chappelle going to go? I mean, she's fairly recognisable, I'd say, by now.
Oh, yeah. They'll move her to a jail up on topside.
Hmm.
The beaches aren't as nice.
That was a bit of news from the week. That was in the papers quite a bit.
It was, wasn't it? There was a lot of talks on prisoner exchange.
But Thailand, you see pictures of those jails for 50 with 900 people jammed
in
them. Yes, I did. That's a whole other ballgame.
That's a whole different thing entirely, isn't it? That's...
It's looking like
concentration camps.
10 grams of smack.
They look like concentration camps, to be honest. Mm. They don't look like prisons at all. The Thai jails now, they're so overstuffed. Mm. They're filled
that's
to the
gunnels.
That's
why they just shoot them in China.
Remember they had that big shoot them in the street Thai campaign a while ago?
6,000 of them shot in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
The jails couldn't hold any more.
Well, but the ones that they didn't shoot, and there's tens of thousands of them, they just stuffed them all in jail for life.
Mm.
And they're all, it's just like Michael said, they're just... hundreds of people in a place built
for
50 for life, you know.
Hmm.
Well, we've got a bit of the same problem. This is why we've got our prison boats happening, our Guantanamo prison boats.
Oh, yeah, aren't they any fun?
Did you see Kim? Have you talked about Kim's exchange with Iron Bar Tucky?
With Wilson.
Yeah, I watched it on
Wilson's
Sky News.
Chin
and
quivers.
Murdoch. He did.
His little
but
chin
Murdoch.
Don't you call me that,
and
said the Iron Bar.
Yeah, go take your pills.
Oh, Iron Bar, it looked so sad.
But these look pathetic. Howard won easily by saying, well, you want him to be Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Beasley looked smug, sneering, pathetic.
He had a better sneering
smile
than Costello.
Put down poor old Matt Wilson.
He had a better sneery smile than Costello.
I thought he had one too many cones for breakfast.
Oh, so did I too. He looked disgusting.
He looked revolting.
Jack and I were discussing this morning. Like, he is the greatest impediment to getting rid of John Howard in this entire country. You know,
they're a team.
That's right to the Herald.
They're a team.
They're a tight knit team.
They've been a team for the last 10 years.
Good cop, bad cop.
Huh? So you guys should all get on the radio waves of the community and say we think Kim is revolting.
Doesn't make any bloody
difference. Yeah, it does. The public polls that actually
doesn't
count.
Matter.
You got to ring. Lawsy.
Doesn't matter.
Couldn't talk to him,
matter.
I'd vomit into the phone.
Doesn't matter, because Kim and John both speak out of the same asshole.
They do. They do. And it has a terrible Texas twang. Mm. You know, like,
that's nasty, isn't it?
It is.
And the Texas twang is a put-on,
too. It burns my eyes, you know.
Mm. I wish the Greens would focus more on the environment instead of getting splattered everywhere.
Hey, I heard that is it true that, it could have been a mishearing, Guns Timber had to pay Bob Brown some money?
Did that happen?
Is that what's happening?
I thought the suing of the 20 people.
I thought I heard a decision about.
Oh, it should be front page.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know where I heard it now. Mm. I just heard this figure of 75,000 and Guns and Bob Brown, but I thought it was from Guns to them. But
Guns are in part responsible for me still being here on Earth, I tell you, mate. I won't be able to die early. I hate them that much. They are revolting.
Because they're faceless. You can hate
Guns. They're a little island and they've taken over and they're just chopping it all up for wood chips.
Mm. We should play some music.
Yeah. Should we play some happy music?
Happy music.
Oh, let's play some happy music because guess what? Things are okay, really.
Absolutely. They are. Yeah. Nothing to worry about at all.
I'm going to play a track from Andy Cohen. I played a track from this album. It's called Troubadour Nights earlier on this morning. Jack and I were musing on how... Hold the bell. We're musing on how, not yet. On what a great particular piece of work this was. 14 covers of Stop That.
Let
me just bring you down a little bit like that.
I didn't even get one.
No, just down a little bit. Come on, you're not right off. And it doesn't work backwards. Sit down. Be quiet. He's misbehaving right. Again.
Anyway. Where do you get it? How much do they cost?
I just played these guys away. Andy Cohen.
You can't buy
them. If you're listening out there, Jack, this was just to twig your memory a bit too. We were discussing what a great piece of work it was. Andy Cohen used to be the, I've been told, in the break in between, used to be the keyboard player and so forth from Matter Lake, the old Matter Lake. Possibly broke up early 70s, maybe 73, 74, 75, around there. Hard to say. Anyway. We're going to have another track off Andy Cohen's Troubadour Nights album. I'm sure you'll recognise this one.
Sign here. Sign here. And here.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Oh, not too bad. I just sold my soul.
You sold your soul? Why?
Well, it's membership time at MFM and I was a bit short, you know.
So how much did you get?
Oh, enough to pay me $20 membership.
Oh, that's an awesome idea, really?
Yeah, should have done it long ago.
Sell your soul today and renew your NIMFM membership. $20 will get you out of trouble. If you cannot afford that, then go to hell.
So, how do you do it, mate?
All I did is fill in one form. It's easy, mate. Just do it.
Chris Whiteley, Jeff Lang off the Dislocation Blues album, and a great piece of raw blues there. We're still feeding the mice in Michael's ears out in the veranda. We'll be back in just a minute.
I don't dance, I don't jump, I don't front, I do the fuck what I want.
Warning.
The following show has apparently fully grown men behaving like complete idiots, talking over the top of each other, and making absolutely no sense whatsoever. Intelligent listeners are advised to turn off now.
slave.
You reckon?
Oh, I feel sick just thinking about it.
It's a horrible
thought. That's the worst news I've heard this year.
Yeah, oh, bad news, bad news, bad news. Like a crow. Come on, crow.
Tell him the news, Bob.
Hang on. Wait, I'll find the news. When I find
the
it,
Norfolk
I'll tell you.
The Norfolk Island.
A Clues murderer, Glenn McNeil, admitted he was under the influence of drugs when he ran over Janelle Patton, a Norfolk Island court has been told. Questioned by police after his arrest, McNeil allegedly said he'd been smoking cannabis that day and panicked when he found Miss Patton's body stuck under his car, apparently dead. The revelation was detailed in a statement by Kiwi Detective Sergeant Chris Roberts, giving evidence on Wednesday at the committal hearing for McNeil, a 28-year-old chef, alleged to have murdered a Sydney woman on Norfolk Island. I didn't know he was a fucking chef. Could explain the stabbing 3 hours later.
Yeah, but he butchers knives all over his
yeah,
head.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Bongs.
Never,
we
ever,
are sunk.
Ever go out with a cook.
It's going to make... Yeah. That's, it's really going to help the
you
stone
don't think,
driver
you,
cause.
You yeah, sure.
Amongst he, other things.
Yeah, you don't think he suddenly had this idea for a fantastic little cut of meat.
He's as helpful as Johan. You know, Johan appeared this week out of the darkness, driven down by his wife.
Oh, what happened?
Brisbane, sheer lunacy. And I made the terrible mistake of sort of... giving him our email address, or he got onto it anyway, because we put him on this mailing list. He wanted to be on the mailing list. Anyone who wants to be on the FMC mailing list should get in touch. It's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Salty sent me this email, because he has to sort them all out. We got 31 copies of emails he'd sent to Kim Beazley's office in the first day, until Kim, one of Kim's staffers writes back in capitals, "Stop spamming." Oh, just unbelievable. He's a lunatic. There's a lot of people out there lost the plot.
Here's a guy.
When you get to that point, you shouldn't smoke. You just got to breathe deep, and
I reckon,
through the tears
no,
and cry for a year or two.
No, I think you shouldn't breathe.
Well, how about this guy?
He'd be better if he didn't breathe.
He just stopped breathing.
So what do you think of Giuseppe
Keep smoking,
Barbaro?
For goodness sake.
What do you think of Giuseppe? What he said. Giuseppe, a jailed drug trafficker who claims that the random kidnapping of his baby triggered his reform, has been ordered to spend at least the next 5 years in prison. Giuseppe Barbaro, 49, was sentenced in the Victorian County Court today to a maximum 9 years and 6 months for trafficking commercial
in
quantity
he
of drugs and cultivating cannabis.
Because he went on TV. Remember, he went on TV.
That's
he
right.
was there, and his wife was the front person, and she was saying, "Give me my baby
dealers.
Back."
Big
me
dealers.
Give me no. It was had nothing to do with dealing. It was a out of left field. These
That's
kids
right.
had stolen the car. I think the baby was in, or something like that.
Yeah. Barbaro,
it was some mistake. And here's his drug. It was his drug lord's kids. You know.
And
they went That's with right. the. And then his wife went onto the TV, but he was standing in the background. And detectives from Sydney Crime
recognized
him on the TV and said, "Hey, we got a warrant for him.
There's Dingo.
There he is.
There's Dingo.
Gallop, 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 gallop.
Giuseppe Barbaro.
Yeah. So they went and busted the fuck out of him. And he got his kid back and everything, so happy times.
Oh, his kid's going to love the next time.
Barbaro's 3-week-old daughter, Montana, was kidnapped in August 2004. He's been in jail since September 2004, like he said, straight away afterwards. It says, Montana, with a name like Montana, God, Montana was found soon afterwards in a derelict North Melbourne house.
That's right.
But this is the bit that made me have a chuckle. Barbaro told the court this event made him realise he was no better than the kidnappers because he was taking people's children away through drugs.
Well, praise something.
I've just opened the Max file of news. Let's take it as it comes. Look at the front page of the Northern Star. My worst nightmare. Mum's fear after child pricked by drug needle.
Oh, my Lord.
And they got this forlorn-looking girl there at the tennis courts, which we're moving.
Oh, she looks even more forlorn than
that. That's huge.
She ain't happy.
Well, I want everyone to know out there, without prohibition, we would never have had the situation. Anyway, I thought that was no big deal to put on the front page. Here's Renee, looking suitably beautifully made up and elegant.
Yeah, Chappelle's in charge of
Hope
makeup.
Hope for Bali inmates has exchanged.
She's doing beauty classes, Chappelle.
Yeah, she's been giving Renee solid beauty classes. They're firm mates, they reckon. Really close friends.
You got the inside running on this, Bob Long?
Well, I don't know which one he's got. There's been lots of stories about Chappelle and Renee going all week long. It's been full of it. The press has been full of it, actually. All because there's this prisoner repatriation program about to be signed We might have to shut the doors in a minute and shut that
chainsaw
filthy
background
noise out. But,
forests going down.
It's the forest going down again. You can hear it from here, can't
They're
you?
They're closing in.
Yeah, geez.
They're closing in.
Yeah.
Can I keep going through all this news? It's driving me nuts.
Is
it? Are you talking about something interesting?
No, I wasn't.
So this was a huge story this week. Remember about the guy down Coffs Harbour Way who shot the guy and got off?
The guy who shot the guy
the
and
guy
got
who
off.
Shot the guy and got off. What are you talking about?
It was a big story. I remember.
A guy shot a guy and got off.
Anyway, he's an old dope grower out in the bush. And some, you know, this guy's come to do the heavy on him and he shot him and they let him off. That was good.
Well, they did with that woman too that shot the guy that beat her up and she chased after him and shot him dead. Remember that one?
Yes.
She was a security guard, I think.
Yes, we all remember her. She got off too.
She got off. Dealing with the burden of drug problems. What are we on about there?
It's a letter to the Star. During the noise and North Coast health thing, Chris Crawford mentioned the huge financial burden we have inherited because of the massive numbers of smokers from the baby boom area. And we all moved up here, eh? That's us. The deterioration in the health of those smokers and the massive associated financial burden has been with us for quite a while.
Yeah.
When drugs were introduced, blah, blah, social costs.
Tobacco we're talking about, are we?
I don't know. I can't talk. I can't be bothered reading it.
I don't know.
No, he's talking about...
Give up smoking. That's what she said.
No, give up breathing.
Give up breathing.
Give up smoking.
You can't give up smoking, give up breathing.
Fisher.
Oh, a convicted fraudster and former director of a Sydney gay media company, guilty to supplying and importing coke, GHB, ketamine, eckies, ice and amphetamines.
Oh, the whole lot.
From his unit.
Mr. Party, hey?
Hey. Two prison escapees from Western Australia on the run were refused.
Oh, there's the man vomited heroin.
Oh, a man was found unconscious on a flight from Vietnam. You think I make things up, you guys?
No.
Proof I didn't make it
up. We backed you up on it with our own anecdotal stories.
Does it mention
the altitude change?
And the deep vein thrombosis.
I'm sure I've told you this story.
But apparently,
what happened on the flight from Vietnam is that because of a change in weather conditions that was quite abnormal, the plane went up to something like 30 or 35,000 feet when it normally cruises at 25.
Water bombs.
And the change in pressure going up that one more bit caused a number of condoms to just cut
loose. They weren't condoms, they were water bombs.
He had
40 pellets, and they got them out of him and a broken one.
And the broken one killed him.
Water bombs are so less secure than condoms, I would have thought.
But a lot smaller.
There's no security on water
and
bombs,
whether
they work
or
not. No one cares if your water bomb leaks.
The good news is he didn't die. I got that part of the story wrong.
He didn't die?
No, he didn't die at all. Minor detail I got wrong.
Okay. News of his death was premature.
Yeah, cancel that.
That's what Morehouse said.
Good news.
That's what Morehouse from Collingwood said.
He
got up on TV and he said, "Rumours of my death are premature."
It's true. He said that.
Well, this guy said, "That was the best flight I ever had."
Yeah, I was high the whole way.
Yeah. New York, whichever one you went for, you're correct. Both a Chihuahua Rat Terrier Cross and Brutus, a German Shepherd, work for the Sheriff's Office for drug searches. They have got every type of dog.
The Chihuahuas are getting into those little hard-to-get-to-places. Apparently, it's an entirely new concept in cavity searching with a Chihuahua.
9 years jail for a guy called Taylor who tried to bring in 30 kilos of coke from South America. He has gone down.
Hey, hang on. Michael, what's his name?
Taylor.
No.
Philip Gordon Tyler.
Philip Tyler or Taylor?
No, it's Taylor.
Tyler.
Just a misspelling.
T-Y-L-E-R.
As if they're not the same roots family.
Of course they must be Tylers and Taylors. Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones. So we had poor old Eleanor Taylor in WA. And
more on the balloon. Another story on the balloon, man.
She's over there.
Yeah.
Here he is. He was
probably listening right now. Go, Eleanor. You'll do all right, girl.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Van Nguyen told police he downed the balloons in a Saigon bar. He was 48 years old and he was going to get paid $20,000 if he got them in there. He's made 15 flights in 5 years. He said, "I've done pretty well." Here's a story.
He's made 15 flights in 5 years.
Yeah, I made up the last bit, though. He didn't say anything.
Well, he didn't say that he'd done very well.
He's done a fair few flights.
He's done a fair few flights. He's done very well.
Apparently, they've bought 14 houses in Glen Waverley.
Yeah. How many? 15 flights at $20,000 a flight.
That's not bad. Hey, here's a little story out of the Daily Telegraph. Retro drugs such as LSD and magic mushrooms are making a dangerous comeback, according to drug experts, who warned recreational use of hallucinogens on the rise. School students in particular, LSD's on the revival, it's $10, and mushies in growing in backyards are booming. and flashback. Anyway, it's
who's growing mushrooms in backyards?
Heaps of people. You get kids,
aren't you?
No.
Kids.
Oh no, mushrooms are not my thing.
A bikie telling me boss, it makes you wet the bed.
I'm whipping through the news. A bikie boss and his brother are facing gun and drug charges. Their outer Sydney home was raided at dawn by police. Oh, that's like the Thunderbolt Falls.
Yeah, mate, it's the rebels.
Mate, I tell you, I'm going to be very disappointed if all our listeners aren't there tomorrow.
Can't believe it makes the news.
Mike, although the rebels wins the chapter. Terry Hornery and his brother Gavin.
Okay, yep.
And they got him with a 303 ammo, hollowed dope. Small.
Were they growing dope or quantity?
It says a quantity of cannabis.
And a small amount of white powder
thought to be amphetamine at the property.
And what do they call themselves?
The
Terry Hunter.
Rebels.
The
Rebels.
Rebels Windsor Chapter President.
So they're part of the
syndicate.
Yeah, part of the Rebel Syndicate.
The Windsor Chapter.
Now, the biggest news of the week easily was the figures on how many people are stoned. And 20% of the workforce is stoned.
On what?
Mostly dope. But second is ice.
One in five.
And I've been told personally by people building sites, mate, everyone's stoned and lots of people using ice.
Yep.
They say here, so mainly cannabis followed by amphetamines, ecstasy, painkillers and coke. There you go.
Here's the Sunday Telegraph editorial. Most people fortify themselves with a bowl of cereal, a piece of toast and a cup of coffee or tea before heading to work for another day. But as an exclusive report in today's reveals, an alarming number rely on something much harder. As many as a quarter of a million take illegal drugs during their working day. Many work in dangerous industries, construction and transport.
Only a few, really.
Where an impaired decision can snuff out a life. So if you pissed the night before and come with a huge hangover, that's cool.
Okay, what?
That's cool, mate.
What industry do you reckon has the highest percentage of drug use? Hospitality.
His guy's over.
Oh, of course it does. It's fun.
Hospitality.
And then the building construction world.
31% of people in hospitality admit to using drugs outside work. Construction workers, 24% outside work, followed by those in retail, 20%. However, when they ask them about who uses at work as well, hospitality, 7.7% use drugs at work.
Admit to using it.
Construction industry, 4.2%.
Absolute lies.
And then
mate.
Transport workers, truckies, 3.2%.
That is just total
admit.
Bullshit. So why would anyone admit to it?
Flips, you think?
I reckon it's 84%.
These humans.
It's not hard to. Here's the Telegraph. It's not hard to find evidence of
who
the disturbing
can
level.
Figure them out.
Last week, workers at a Sydney construction site were observed climbing on and off their scaffold to smoke marijuana. What good is a safety harness if a worker is unable to use it effectively? And how safe are they?
Who said you can't use a safety harness safely?
Up to a quarter of a million people take illegal drugs during their working day.
I've got to tell you, Michael, as we were driving down to have your face removed yesterday, we drove past a work site and there was blokes up on a roof with no safety harnesses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, that's illegal.
That's illegal.
You can't do that. And if you're going to fix a gutter on the side of your roof, you can have somebody in to do that. They have to have scaffolding. The scaffolding has to be erected by a licensed scaffolder.
Oh, here's the front page of the Telegraph with the worker packing his bong. They go down to the car and the sneaky little Sunday Telegraph photographer's been up on a rooftop.
Is that right?
And he's taking close-ups of him packing a bong smoking it in the...
Can you just flash those to the microphone, please, Michael?
Does he out him?
17%.
Does he out the people? Does he give them a name?
17%.
Kevin and John.
Because he can just stage
illegal. Of course they've done.
You can just stay.
The scaffolders then resume work on rigging three stories high. I know a scaffolder, and he says they all virtually smoke bombs.
There we go.
Every single one.
Did you hear?
4% are silly enough to admit to it in the survey.
Did you hear about the gunman who tried to rob the bank in Melbourne dressed as a woman?
And a skateboard.
A gunman who dressed as a woman to rob a Melbourne and get away on rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
6 years jail he got. Armed with an imitation gun, Nino Lanu robbed the National Bank of Mountain Highway Base while wearing a skirt, wig, makeup and fake boobies. The County Court of Victoria heard Lanu lived opposite the bank and was a customer of the bank where he stole more than $24,000 on February. I didn't know he lived opposite. Lanu had raided his mother's wardrobe, used her cosmetics and bought women's clothing from charity shops to conceal his identity. He'd fashioned fake nails and fake boobs and donned the rollerblades for a speedy getaway.
So what was his undoing?
Hang on, you'll find out.
what could possibly go wrong
with a perfect plan like that? You'd wonder, wouldn't you? Perfect plan like that.
And all the making the boobies and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
What could possibly go wrong, Bob? Tell us.
The court heard that Lanou rolled into the foyer, demanded a member of the staff open the bank security doors, and then raided the cash drawers. He turned to her, pointed a gun at her, and said, "I don't want to hurt anyone. Open the door." Justice John Smallwood said. Lanou then rolled down the street with his booty in a bag, not realizing he had picked up a dive bomb, which later exploded. He was arrested several days later at the home he shared with his mother, who was also a customer of the bank. Police recovered most of the money and 7 cannabis plants. But Lanou had burnt his disguise, the gun, and some of the stained cash. He told police the money was for drugs and drug debts. Wow. Justice Smallwood said the robbery was well planned and Lanou went to some trouble to obtain a disguise. He said the gunman had bought stockings to cover scarring on his legs, made fake nails, used his mother's blush and lipstick, and spray painted a fake gun to make it look real.
Wow, he'd done the job. But hang on, so they picked him up because he spent stained money.
No, I think he saw a purple man across the road.
No. How did they pick him up?
It doesn't exactly say how they got him. Maybe his mum had some stained money with her. Like, it gets on everything. And it goes past those fluoro things, the tiniest drop that you can't even see glows violently under those things. So, like, once it goes off, you're rooted. You can't get off yourself for weeks.
Okay.
It's good old dye.
But you can't just go away.
No.
You can't just go away somewhere.
No, he didn't. He went back home to mum. Like the Justice Smallwood went on, he said, unpleasant name for a man, like, isn't it? It's clear that the rollerblades were used to effect a very quick getaway and you chose to go down a walkway in which no car could follow you. Whilst on a superficial view, I mean, you not having even shaved, the robbery could be described as inept. On closer view, it apparently was effective. You had thought about this beforehand, planned the way out, and planned your escape route. Anyway, he got sent to jail.
What did he get?
Oh, 7 years.
Jeez,
how much money?
Oh, $24,000.
Holy shit.
From where?
It was the arm.
Branch bank.
It's the arm pulled up.
It's the last sentence, which had me in hysterics, though. This last sentence. Lanou was convicted of a similar robbery in his native Finland in 2002.
Seriously, he's had another go.
That's why the 7 years.
I think the Finnish courts are a bit more lenient on the fool and probably only gave him 12 months.
Oh, they would have exported him, then we got him.
Bit stupid.
Him and his mum.
Yeah.
But I still don't get how they caught him, because it sounds like the perfectly devised... Respect.
He got away with the 24 grand. I guess cameras... Like, he came in. Oh, he's a woman, of course.
Cameras, are no good to you?
He's a woman. Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, that's right. It's all disguised.
Maybe face recognition can pick through the disguises.
Beard's a bit of a...
Nah. Maybe he thought he'd cleaned the dye off, and when he went into the bank, all sorts of alarms went off because it was still visible under the...
Oh, he went back into the bank with the money.
What's his bank?
So he's just going to deposit it?
Yeah.
Hey, real drug news. So going on in the Daily Telegraph story, inside, you ask me if there's pictures of the guys, there's a huge colour photo of these two poor blokes up on their scaffolding, stoned, they've pixelated their faces, but all them and all their mates will know exactly who they are.
And the owners of the houses.
And one of them said, yeah, and in full view, they kept going down to the ute smoking bongs, no one gave a shit, as you wouldn't. This was a Randwick demolition site.
A demolition.
One of the scaffolders admitted to using drugs on the job. Is his quote, "I know I done the wrong thing. A couple of us blokes had a smoke at lunchtime and now that's the end of me. I know a lot of people have a beer at lunch, but this is frowned upon by society, I suppose, because it's an illegal drug at the end of the day."
It's an illegal drug at lunchtime too, my son.
Yeah.
And they've done all
the
done
of the day.
And at breakfast.
And they've done a huge survey. New South Wales Rail randomly test all employees. They got 92 out of about 5,000. Truck drivers, there's more, it's 6-1 the ratio of drug truckies to outnumbered deaths of clean drivers. So
You know, if you, they're saying if you're more drug or alcohol, you're going to crash 6 times more likely and kill yourself and everyone else.
So 2% they picked up on in the...
Doctors are big. Last year, doctors had admitted to practicing on patients while under the influence of drugs and alcohol. 120 New South Wales doctors last year.
Wow.
Pilots? That's the government's getting worried about pilots, so they're going to bring out mandatory drug and alcohol testing
but that could
in safety-sensitive positions.
That could be a doctor who merely has a glass of wine with his lunch.
And miners just don't... No, these are 120 doctors who sought help for work-related stress that had sparked significant...